Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
We got you. Codename Jim.
Nice.
Hey,
Jim. What's up, Jim?
Oh, yeah, that's me.
Yeah,
that's you. How's it going, fellas?
Forgot your code name for a second there?
I did. Sorry.
Go ahead, Jim.
I can contest that. Well, I didn't have a full-blown affair. Okay. It was more of a virtual texting pictures type thing.
Okay, an online thing.
Did you send her a dink pic too?
No. My camera doesn't zoom in that far, but she sent me a lot of pictures.
How'd you get caught?
And I said a lot of words.
How'd you get caught?
She found my phone in the middle of the night. It went off, and she went through the whole thing. And
was this other girl, by the way, in the area? And did you know her personally, or was this some internet girl?
No, I'm not. Actually, I met her on like TikTok.
Okay. Got it. Right.
And so it's long distance. So it was, nothing was ever gonna, I can't say ever, but nothing was really gonna build up to anything.
Right.
But and I'm not condoning what I did was right. But yeah, it still happened, and for the first couple weeks, you know, I feel like things got better because I feel like my wife thought it was a competition and she had to, you know, win me back and blah, right, blah, blah. And
okay.
I was living the dream for 2 weeks, and yeah, then all of a sudden reality hit in.
And then what happened?
What happened to reality? What happened?
Oh, it comes back to bite me every day. Like, why don't you go talk to so-and-so? Or every time I feel sad or
yeah,
alone or something, well, why don't you go text so-and-so?
Oh, man. You know, like, now, listen.
This was five years ago.
Man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So you're not in the...
She's going to let that go.
There's
now
no statute of limitations.
You didn't cheat on her.
The 72 percentile where it improved.
Hey, for two weeks.
You said it did for a couple of weeks, but not since.
It was one of those deals where... And don't get me wrong, I love her to death, and I'm not going to leave her.
Right.
But the punishment I take for it and the repercussions I get, I wish I'd have just went. Never mind.
Oh, I get it.
No, no. Well,
yeah. Oh, Tyler used to say that. We used to say that.
Good swing there, right, Jim.
Yeah. You might as well have cheated. I see what you're trying to say.
Have
yeah,
gone all in.
Yeah,
because...
I just well made it worse. Right. But like I said, I'm not saying what I did was right.
No, we're not. Listen, we're
no,
on your
but
side.
You're still suffering the consequences you would if you would have cheated completely. Do you think right, she would have still kept you around if you had actually cheated? Like physically cheated?
I don't know that I'd be alive, actually, but.
So that's why you don't leave her, because she's a violent woman.
Were you sleeping that night when she found your phone and like was one of those things? Oh, my God.
I was. Well, okay, so I drive truck, so yeah, it was easy, like, during the week, because at night I just put my phone up and didn't worry about it.
Right.
Well, I was home on the weekend and didn't think nothing of it, and all of a sudden, ding, ding.
You're thinking,
that was the cell phone, and then the other ding, ding, where I was not sleeping the rest of that night.
Bad night for Jim.
Yeah,
that's you.
Yeah.
That's you, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. Me too.
Oh, man. Hey, thanks for sharing, man. That's a great story.
I hope long-time listener, fellas. You guys are awesome.
All right.
Thanks, man.
Take care.
Good luck, man.
Jim's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't say my name.
Jim.
Writes, I've had two female cousins cheat on their husbands. My stepmother cheated on my dad. They took each other back within a year, but they were separated. I've also been cheated on. I took her back, but we're not together anymore. I think you try because you still feel love for them, sentimentality, but when things cool down, you process the information and finally remove the emotional sadness from it all, and you realize you don't love them anymore. At least that was my case. That's from Don't Say My Name.
All right.
Another Jim.
I can see that. You know, you try, but then after a bit of time, you realize, no, this is, I don't want to live like this.
I love the fact that, you know, in quotes, Jim there said he might as well have banged her. He's taking just the same amount of crap, you know. Although they might not be alive.
Still hearing about it every day.
Yeah, every day. Why don't you get
5 years later.
5 years, man. Yeah.
See, that would be a helpful, like, Uncle Lair situation if she started texting some dude.
Yeah, you're right. Right.
I'm like, all right, we're even. Can we stop talking about this?
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Check the latest email there.
I'm reading through this right now,
I prefer to remain anonymous, and then I'll mention that the Bears are the first team in the NFL since the NFL and AFL merged in 1970 to win a game on the road despite losing two fumbles, being penalized for 75-plus yards, and scoring zero touchdowns. Previously, teams were 0-46 when they put that trifecta together, but not against the Vikings last night.
Well, Lou Dobbs had a bad game, so what are you going to do? I mean, you're 6-6. You're still in the wild card hunt, right? Yeah, you are.
I don't think they're going to
get a ton of wild card teams. They said Lou Dobbs might be showing the bench after last night.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's the next one?
I know
he has LP, but how many starting quarterbacks have there been that don't have eyebrows?
One.
Yeah.
Oh, he has
he has alopecia.
That's what I thought.
Yep. Yeah, alopecia. Right.
Have there been others?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe some frat party stuff, but not like naturally.
Some more college starters.
Yeah.
He was on the Steelers team for years. They drafted him years ago. Yeah.
Okay. So this email we got from she will remain anonymous. 10 years ago, my boyfriend of many years one day told me he had a drunken one night stand and cheated on me, and he told her this mid poop. She says.
She was pooping.
She was pooping.
It appears she was pooping.
When he dropped this information on her, she says, after I was forced to finish, I processed to leave the bathroom, and then he told me it produced a baby. He was forced to tell me
because
the son had been born a month prior. I hated him for this, but I was too in love to leave. Over the course of a few months of paranoia of checking his phone and constantly tracking where he was, I suddenly realized our relationship dramatically improved. He put 110% more effort into our relationship. That's not possible. Fast forward 10 years. We're married, have full custody of my stepson, produced by our own son. Not quite tracking all that fully.
Yeah. No, that's a lot of layers there.
And have a trusting, happy marriage. Yes, we joke about it. I make fun of him.
Does he pay for the other kid?
Yeah, does he still have a relationship with that kid?
I probably. And every time I'm texting someone, he asks me how my boyfriend is doing.
Yeah, I'm familiar with a guy that had an affair, like a one-nighter thing, like, and then it produced a child.
Yeah, that's Todd.
And he had to tell his wife. Todd.
No.
It's not Todd. No.
She was actually your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Todd, oh, that's right. You did have a short relationship.
Todd was faithful with her. You know, until he wasn't.
I don't think I was. Don writes.
Hey, we're going to gloss over the fact that Todd said American degrees. You meant Fahrenheit. That's a cool word up there, right there.
I'm sticking
American degrees.
With American degrees, because the U.S., the Bahamas, the Cayman Islands, the Marshall Islands, Micronesia, and one other country are the only ones that regularly use Fahrenheit. Everyone else in the world uses Celsius, just like everyone else in the world uses metric.
Right.
You know, there's a handful that use the English system, and there's a handful of countries that use Fahrenheit.
I love American degrees.
So it's American degrees.
That's Fahrenheit. Yeah.
Do you think that guy told this girl while she was pooping so she couldn't, like, lash out?
Yeah, exactly.
Physically?
Yeah. She could throw poop at him like a monkey or something like that. That'd be
but if she's
fun,
behind a closed door.
Yeah, but
I wonder if she was on the other side of a door. Like, if she was going to get up
I told
and try
my wife
to
if she told her she threw poop on me. That's weird. Well, she was pooping at the time. That's how I would say.
Now we have Nicola?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, you know, it is possible to take somebody back and have it work. However, it's not only the cheater that has to do work. Because you have to look at yourself and see the part you played in causing that situation to happen.
Yeah, okay.
And if you decide to take them back, one of the big things that's going to make it work, and probably about the only thing that's going to give it a chance to work, is you have to decide you're going to work through the BS, and then you're not going to throw it in their face anymore.
Now, Nicola, were you the cheater or the taker-backer?
Taker-backer.
Okay.
You can't throw it in their face. At least of all, you can't throw poop in their face either, for that matter.
Right. Don't do that. No.
What do you think?
I agree with you. Don't say, why don't you take that whore? You know, every
but you're
time,
also
right?
blaming yourself. What do you think? You didn't do anything to cause that situation, or do you think otherwise?
She might not have been attentive enough.
I've always been attentive, but, you know, my attitude wasn't the best. His attitude wasn't the best.
Got it.
You know, did I do something overtly to cause it? No. But was I my best me? No. So I looked at myself and worked on myself to say, okay, is there a part I played in this?
That makes sense. I can see
that. You know?
Yeah, I can totally see that.
And
that you were self-aware enough to think that, right.
Yeah, you know, what part did I play that there was this disillusionment?
Right.
Now, am I saying my part was a big part? No. Mm-hmm. There were other things at play.
Right. Was it a long-term affair, or was it a one-nighter, a couple-nighters, you know?
No, it wasn't a long-term thing.
How'd you find out? Were you pooping, he told you? How'd you find out, you know?
No, it was completely acting different, wouldn't look me in the eye, and I just kind of...
Figured it out, okay, yeah. And you asked him, did you say, are you having an affair, and he couldn't lie to you then?
It was just, it's what's going on, and the comment was, you don't want to know, and I'm like, oh yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to know is not a good answer, by the way.
No. You got to think harder about that answer.
And explain to us the healing process. How long did that take? And what was involved?
Oh, my God. Years.
Yeah?
Okay.
Years.
Are you glad you did that?
It wasn't. Yeah. Now, there's times where I wonder if I made the right decision. I'm always going to think that. But... You know, and it can be a conscious effort not to throw that up because, you know, the hurt is fundamental. The trust is the biggest thing to rekindle. And that takes work, especially on the perpetrator's side.
Yeah.
They also have to be willing to do what you need to do in order to rebuild that trust. If you can't, if they can't, cut your losses because you're just going to make everybody miserable.
Did you know this other woman?
No.
Okay. All right. Do you know of her? Do you know who she was? Or?
Bare facts. Didn't want to know.
Got
a lot.
You don't want to know.
You know,
thanks for, hey, thanks for sharing.
Know,
yeah.
Did not want to know a lot.
Right, well, thanks for sharing. Appreciate it.
Good. Yeah, I will be honest. I had a friend who had been on the opposite side and said, you know, tried to make it work with somebody because I needed to talk to somebody, and said, the biggest thing I can tell you, if you decide to work it out, do not for the rest of your time together throw this in their face, because it is just going to make the relationship completely crumble and fall apart.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
And that was cheating. This dude, that other guy, Jim, still getting crap for texts and pictures and stuff.
Thank you, Nicole.
Right?
Thanks, Nicole. I know.
It's like,
I know.
Texting. Stop it, woman.
I'm with you on that. Stop it, woman. Appreciate that. Right. Stop it, woman. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing.
Is that a real name?
Well, yeah, yeah. That, she was not a code name. Right, you notice how she answered right away when you said her name.
Well, it also been a weird code name. Acula is out of
Nicola.
Jim is checking back in on the email. Stupid. I guess I have more buddies that listen to the show than I think. I just received 2 text messages saying, "Hey, Jim."
Whoops.
His name's not Jim.
Nice.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hopefully this is the last time you hear this ad, because with Chime Checking Account, features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe and getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit, you can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade to spend more time listening to your favorite podcasts, or at least grab yourself an extra morning latte this month. Join millions of Chime members who work on their financial progress with fee-free overdraft and no monthly fees. When you find new ways to save, you can reach your financial goals easier and still have the occasional treat. Take more control of your finances and say goodbye to monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.